understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning on the 15th of June, halfway through the month, and the summer is already rocking and rolling, and it'll be past us before we know it, as I already see a lot of reports and I'm hearing a lot of chatter about football season, which will begin in a couple of months, really. So let's buckle up and get ready for what we've got to bring you this morning. A number of things going on around the community. And we'll begin with tonight's city council meeting. Marion City Council will meet at 5 p.m. at City Hall with a relatively full agenda that includes surplus property, city lake regulations, equipment purchase, and a proposed new city logo. Council members are expected to also consider resolution declaring city-owned property as surplus and hear first reading of an ordinance that would amend the city's fishing regulations out at City Lake and the other bodies of water, I guess, in, as far as that goes, inside the city of Marion. They also plan to discuss purchase of a mini excavator. Additionally, the city council will also look at the pay plan for non-elected officials and for classified employees as well, along with consideration of bids for a clear well tank rehabilitation project. Also tonight will be another meeting of the committee that is organizing and will orchestrate the Legacy of Liberty, America 250 festival that will be held here in Marion. Not this coming weekend, but the next. It will be June 26th and 27th. And this is going to be an incredible citywide type festival. There's going to be activities around Foes Hall, over by the Methodist Church, around the Baptist Church, in the Crittenden Press parking lot, over around Carlisle Street, out at Marion Crittenden County Park, and just other various places around town, including the airport. You can go out and touch an airplane, check out the Marion Crittenden County Airport. Just so many things going on next weekend, June 26th and 27th. If you haven't made plans to be in town for this, make them now because it's going to be an incredible event. So we're going to take just a moment and hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll be back with more news.
Hey, this is Brennan Cruz with the BP Cruz Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruise Company, Marion, Kentucky.
So I'm going to get to sports right now because I have an interview with Christy Anderson from over in Caven Rock, Illinois, and I want to bring that to you at the end of the program. She's going to tell us about this weekend's Frontier Days over in Caven Rock. So first, we want to cover a little bit of sports. The Lady Rockets and the Rocket basketball teams have been playing summer league games and doing pretty well. Of course, Crittenden County coming off a couple of tough seasons in a row and only won a couple of games this past year. But it looks like this summer they're getting things on track. This team is maturing, and it's won some games over the past few days, and we'll take a break for the dead period, which will begin next week and run for 2 straight weeks. That means no activity whatsoever for high school student athletes. And then after that, the basketball boys will be back in action up in Cape Girardeau for another event, the Rib City Classic. And the Lady Rockets have had a pretty good summer so far, and they will be back in action tomorrow down at Murray State for a team event. And then they'll be at Rocket Arena on Thursday for a couple of games. Now, the times have not been set, so stay tuned to that on social media. And if you want to get out and watch them play, we'll try to let you know what time those games are out at Rocket Arena as the Lady Rockets are back in action. Here in Marion, the team is 4-4, I believe. I'm right on that, on the season, or on the summer, I should say, so far. So the girls' basketball team looks a great deal different after the graduation of all those seniors. And Coach Hodge says, you know, it's a different look, but the same expectations. So if you know Coach Hodge, she means that. We'll turn our attention to Lady Rockets softball, where the team had its postseason awards ceremony on Friday night. And Elle McDaniel and Brody Rich. Elle's a senior and Brody is a freshman, and they were co-most valuable players for the team. Senior Andrea Federico was officially crowned home run queen, almost said homecoming queen, home run queen of the Lady Rocket softball program. She's the all-time career leader in home runs, finished her career with 31, so they officially crowned her, and had a great send-off for what was deemed as the Fab Five, the five seniors on the team, Federico and McDaniel, and then Anna Boone, Georgia Holman, and Elliot Evans, who helped orchestrate that historic run the last half of the season. It led to the girls playing in the regional championship game for losing to Henderson County. We're going to take another break, and then we'll be right back and head across the river.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
All right, as promised, I'm going to take you across the ferry and over to Caven Rock, Illinois, where we're going to talk with one of the organizers of the big Frontier Days coming up this weekend over in Southern Illinois, just across the river.
So I have with me this morning Kimberly Anderson, and she's with the fire department over across the river in Caven Rock. And Kimberly, the fire department is rolling up its sleeves again and getting involved in the Frontier Days. Tell us what's going on over there this coming weekend.
We're having a car show. We've got a lot of sponsors for that. Hoping to have a lot of cars. We've got a lot of prizes to give out, 15 in just, you know, first, second, and thirds. We've got five categories. We're going to have cars, trucks, ATVs, farm equipment, and something else. I can't remember what it is right now.
I know there's a lot of stuff for kids. I assume there are bouncy houses and things like that.
Yeah, we're going to have inflatables. Mm-hmm. And we're also having the vendors are all going to be down on the riverfront. We're having mm-hmm. things like we used to have back when I was a kid growing up here. Like, we're going to have the cakewalk and the dunking booth, and we're going to have a lot of games for kids. Mm-hmm. We're also going to have some fire truck games where you can let the kids get out there and take the fire hose and spray some targets and things like that for fun.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So the fire department, now you were telling me that the fire department used to be in charge of this annual event, and then maybe hadn't been doing it lately, but now it's back. And can you tell us a little bit about that and the history?
We'd had a fire department. We'd had a chief. He'd been chief for years. He retired. And then after he did, there was some other people that took it over for a few years. And then they kind of got where they, you know, they'd done it and they were getting a little tired. You know, I mean, people do something for so long, they get worn out. So then we really wasn't going to have one. Last year, it ended up, there was a couple of things around the county that happened the same week we usually have it. So they didn't have it last year. So this year, the fire department has stepped up and said, you know, we want to do this. It's been something that's been going on all our lives, and it's tradition. And it was in September, but we moved it back to closer to the original date, which is June now. Mm-hmm. There aren't any other, you know, it isn't as much going on as there is in fall.
Yeah.
So.
And this is going to be Saturday all day long, and then Sunday come back. I know you've got some gospel music and then some other live music, and you'd mentioned the cakewalk, but there's going to be some bingo and horseshoe yep. pitching and things like that.
We're going to have bingo from 5 to 9 o'clock, and there's a horseshoe pitching contest. Now, it's a tournament, and it's been going on. This is like the third leg of this one tournament. They had some this weekend, and then they're having some, you know, on this Saturday with us down here. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have prizes and stuff to give away for bingo. We'll have like lots of kids games. We're going to have a parade at 3:30. Mm-hmm.
Parades at 3:30. So yeah. It starts at what, 9 a.m.? I mean, 9 to what time? Is that right? First event at 9?
Yep. The vendors are going to start setting up around 9. The car show starts registration at 9, and the car show goes from 10 to 3. We'll have the prizes given out at 2. And then the band, we're going to have the band Crossroads. They're going to start at 5 p.m. on Saturday night and mm-hmm. go from 5 to 9, too.
Now, the car show, is it cars, trucks? What kind of, are they vintage or what kind of cars?
Anything you've got. We even want to see people's works in progress. Whatever you've got you're proud of, bring it down here, and we'll enjoy hearing you tell us all about what you're going to do to it, all your plans. It can be a completely done rebuild or build, or it can be a work in progress. We're going to even give a prize for the best work in progress.
Okay. And then the inflatables, everybody likes those. And are they going to be on the riverfront, or are they I think I saw where maybe at a church.
There's a church up the road up here. They're going to do the inflatables, and they're also going to be giving out some free food there too, and maybe have some farm animals, they said. Mm-hmm. For the festivities.
So this is just a huge event in Cave and Rock, and I know you all do it every year, and a lot of people from on the Kentucky side come over there and visit. But, you know, this year there's a lot of concern right now about the negotiations and the continued contract between the ferry and the two states. So I know that's on people's minds, isn't it?
It is, yes. It does this kind of every year, but the thing is, I mean, it's very needed. Like, I've sit here today and seen, you know, the traffic just all day long go across this ferry back and forth. I mean, it's a very important part of this community and the mm-hmm. community over there, mm-hmm. the Amish, Marion, Fredonia, Sturgis, every place like that over there. It's just semis, commercial vehicles, all kinds of stuff go back and forth across this river all day long.
You know, I think the people that sit in our state capitals don't, they're not like you standing there on the shores of the Ohio River and see the commerce that this ferry is responsible for. It would be nice if some of those folks making those decisions would come down here and take a look, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Yes. I've took some pictures today just to see. I wish I could show somebody, you know, all these semis and stuff that have been going down through here and crossing mm-hmm. this river today. And It's been here forever. I mean, forever. You know, there's been mm-hmm. a ferry here, and it's a tourist attraction too. I mean, people constantly like will come down here just to ride it sure. because it's something you don't see around here anywhere. I think there's one other ferry maybe in the state of Illinois near here, but it's a good ways away, and it's a pay. You have to pay to go across it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think people would be amenable to paying a small toll if the states would agree on that to help subsidize this thing?
It could. I heard somebody suggest that, which I mean, that would be kind of hard to enforce, but like locals, you know, that use it, maybe pay a little less, and then, you know, but I don't know, but it used to always, we had to pay $1, a couple dollars, I remember, mm-hmm. and then it would get a little higher. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's something that's been done before. It was rough for people that had to work, yeah. you know, that's going to have to cross it every day. So if it's something like that, maybe they could do something to help them, that they're going to go back and forth across for work all the time. But that's kind of what, you know, it was more for the locals maybe that are using it a lot, it would get a little expensive. But yeah, for people that just all day come over here and go back and forth, it would help subsidize it for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe a pass for locals or something like that.
Yeah.
They would pay a certain amount a month or something. Yeah.
Yes.
Good idea. Good idea. Okay. Well, Kimberly, thank you so much for your time. We hope to see you over there this weekend. We're going to try to get over and make a pass through Cave and Rock. Check it out.
Oh, great. We're excited to see y'all. Everybody, come see us.
Well, a lot of traffic expected again over in southern Illinois there with our friends over in Hardin County this coming weekend after they just are getting over Hog Rock, which was this past week. So go over and visit. A lot of commerce goes on between these two communities, and this ferry is very important to us. It'd be an opportunity maybe for some folks to get their heads together, if you would, and talk about how we can keep this ferry open and rolling.
Crazy Train Fireworks is ready to help you celebrate America's 250th birthday. With stores in Marion, Morganfield, Providence, Benton, and Paducah, there's a Crazy Train's location close to you. Check out the Liberty Shell, designed especially for America's 250th. As always, there's a huge selection of big booms for adults and smaller, fun fireworks to entertain the kids. Check out Crazy Train's Facebook page or stop by the Marion location on Sturgis Road.
And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. We'll talk to you a little later in the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.